a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the rhymes in Mr. T. It's the Eye of the Tiger. Raj is back! It's been a few weeks since I got back from hiding, but I'm finally ready to talk about my experience. To begin, I would like to thank the men and women of the Siberian Special Forces, especially Colonel Artemis Ivanov, who led the search party that scoured much of Eurasia and North Asia for clues. They happened across my trail at the foothills of Mount Kronotsky, where they rescued yours truly, where I had fallen into nearby abandoned diamond mine through the help of a canine husky unit and a mountain of intuition. The rations of cold borscht and kasha carried me through for nearly a fortnight. And while I cannot feel my toes, I thank the Lord God for my return. Once more, I live to tell you the truth. A moment of truth. A special Retrotone editorial segment. The truth is, well, I don't know anymore. Near death? In a cave. It'll turn you for a loop, folks. Webster's, how I love that dictionary. They'll say it's the body of real things, events, and facts, or the state of being the case. Fact, or a transcendent, fundamental, or spiritual reality. But the truth is, in the eyes of the beholder. Things look different now, see? Real different. We got self-driving cars, rovers on Mars, artificial facts and Tangeray. Oh, Tangeray, my favorite drink. Makes me wonder, makes me think. Flat Earther theories, April 15th. Come to Jesus, this world stinks. What's the big audacious idea? What the f*** is time? Kardashian fluff is a new prime time. What's with this baloney? And what is news? Just pick and choose. Now wait just a second.
Roger, we need to get you back on the bubble.
Oh, the great Eminem once said, the truth is you don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Life is a crazy ride, and nothing is guaranteed. And now, a word from our sponsors.
There's one for your life.
Cheryl Teeks is calling me. Gotta have it.
We agree. There's more for your life at Sears. So shop around.
Smile for Daddy. Give him a high. Pull up the seat. Pick up a bite.
Come on in and shop.
It's so hard to stop.
There's more for your life.
Okay, whatever. In real news, Russia is living the dream, with Siberian tigers roaring in with a comeback. CBC reports, right up the road from the scene of Raj's retreat, in the forest of Russian territory, one of nature's most cunning predators is making a comeback. Amur tigers, known to most as Siberian tigers, made popular the world around by circus titans and shirtless guys in Vegas, are the largest cats in Asia. Thanks to the Russian government and groups like the World Wildlife Federation, the tiger count is rising for the first time since 1900. While there's a mere 500 in the wild, it's estimated they will grow to 700 by 2020. True dat, daddy-o. Let's get back to some big rhymes with Bigsby's Beat of the Week.
Why be a dumbbell when every magazine gives you a tumble on how not to be green? Anyone can live and learn All you have to do, just send for our free booklet and watch your dreams come true.
Most people think that Sugar Hill Gang's song, Rapper's Delight, was the first mainstream rap song. Hold the fire. It wasn't released until the winter of 1979, only months after Kim Tim III, that's a personality jock, hit the airwaves. But could this little ditty from Harry Razor, penned in the grand old day of 1930, be the very first rap? I think so. Maybe we should ask Joe and Toby over at the Riffs on Riffs podcast. They could tell you, well, just about anything about samples from these wild hip-hop days. They know everything, I mean everything, about the origins of sound. Have a listen. Yeah.
I said I'd fix the radio. You should have heard them laugh, ho ho. When I was done, they bought one. So send for our free booklet. They jeered when I bought my guitar, which goes to show you how your friends are. I struck one chord and struck a bar. Send for our free booklet. Send for our free booklet.
One for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this has been news and opinions from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
Don't you know that you're a grown-up?
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
No. Right.